Ray Noble and his orchestra. Dale Evans, the sportsman, our guest, one of Hollywood's newest stars, Miss Teresa Wright of Mrs. Miniver and Pride of the Yankees fame, Bill Thompson of the Air Lanes, and that young man about the country who has just returned from a visit to Washington by the request of Washington, Charlie McCarthy.
Everybody. Hiya, Mr. Twist.
Oh, Charlie. Well, did you have a good time seeing Washington and visiting the White House?
Oh, yes, you did. Yes, quite so. It was grand having lunch at the president's residence.
Well, say, Edgar, how did Charlie behave at the Capitol?
Well, no better than usual, buddy.
Well, at least I got in the White House as Charlie McCarthy.
Yes. What do you mean by that?
Oh, I know. I didn't have to put on silk breeches and palm myself off as the Swedish ambassador.
All right.
That's what you did.
I didn't say I was the Swedish ambassador.
No?
No.
What about those silk knickerbockers?
Well, I...
Huh?
I believe they were correct.
You do?
Yes.
Not with your Duncan Fife legs.
Oh. What's the matter with my legs?
What's the matter?
Yes.
They look like pipe cleaners.
No, Charlie.
Another thing.
I wouldn't be interested in another thing, young man. I'm sure everyone would rather listen to Brazil with Ray Noble's orchestra and the sportsmen.
You know, I think I'd like Brazil.
Well, of course, it is the land of beautiful music.
Yes, it is. And don't forget Chase and Sander and Carmen Miranda. Say, while I was away, did any information come in about my birth certificate?
No, not that I know of, Charles.
Oh.
Why, are you still looking for it?
Well, I want to know who I am, don't I?
Do you?
Or do I, yeah. I guess I do. Gee whiz. Even a dog has a birth certificate, you know.
Yes, I know, but that really isn't important unless you plan to enter a dog show, you know what I mean?
Mr. Noble, how can you say things like that? Here I am, just an orphan, adrift on the sea of life. I don't know whether I'm flotsam or jetsam. Woe is me, what tragedy.
Oh, stop it, Charlie. Stop feeling so sorry for yourself.
There again. Yeah. Are you sure you're not holding out any information on me?
Oh, I'm positive. You know, I've told you time and again, all that I know about you is that you were left on my doorstep.
Yeah, left on your doorstep, yeah. So is milk. But at least you know who delivers it, though.
As if a child, have you tried finding your parents by offering a reward?
Why should I offer a reward?
Well, they ought to get some compensation for taking you back. I mean,
you know what I think I'll do?
No,
By golly, there's an idea. I think I'm going to call a few McCarthys in the phone book. I'll see if they know something about me. It's possible.
Yeah, that's an idea. Sure. Yes, that's quite an idea. Mm-hmm.
See, but how do I even know my name is McCarthy?
Well, I know that.
Yeah.
Yes, because your name was pinned to your blanket when I found you.
Oh, what? Well, at least we have that much. Well, I'll look in the phone book. Now, where is that phone book? Always taking a phone book and never putting it back.
Oh,
well,
here it is, Charles.
Where?
Right in its place.
Oh, in its place. Oh, I didn't look there. Now, let's see. McCarthy. How do you spell? Oh, I know how to spell that. It is McCarthy. 8 pages of McCarthy's. They're as common as dirt, aren't they? Arnold McCarthy. No, I don't think I get it.
No.
Oh, here's one. McCarthy's Butcher Shop.
Well.
Hey!
Oh,
oh. Oh, I couldn't be that lucky, you know.
Yeah,
this fool's dream.
Yes.
Here's a good one. Max McCarthy, kosher restaurant.
Seems likely, doesn't it?
We Irish get in on everything, don't we?
I say, Charlie, I have an idea. Why don't you try long distance?
What for?
Well, perhaps you'd find a distant relative. No.
Mr. Noble, this is not a time for jokes. Even if you had one, which you didn't.
I thought it was good.
Yes, I knew you did. See, I know. Look at this one, C.S. McCarthy. I think I'll try that one. That's the one, yeah. Operator, give me Mohawk 4-7700. Hello? Mohawk 4-7700? Hello? Hello, Mo. Hello, Chief.
What did you say?
What number is this?
You want to know. You called it.
Yeah. Well, who am I talking to?
Yourself. I'm hanging up.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. This is urgent.
Urgent? Oh, what can I do for you, Mr. Urgent?
I'm calling in reference to a certain Charles McCarthy.
Is he in again? Hold him. I'll come right down and bail him out.
Have you noticed that wrong numbers are never busy? Oh, I don't know what to do. There must be some way to locate my parents.
Well, Charlie, if you're really serious, I'm going to help you.
Thank you.
I feel that it's my duty.
Well, thank you, Bergen.
Even though I know it may mean that I'll lose you.
Oh, but Bergen, I wouldn't leave you. Unless I found a better home. Wouldn't take much.
Well, Charlie, I can't help but wonder how I'll get on without you.
Well, you'll just have to learn to live on less, that's all.
Oh, I imagine I'll continue in the theater. I don't see why I shouldn't.
Oh, sure. You can always bill yourself as Edgar Bergen, formerly with the renowned Charlie McCarthy.
Yes, I suppose so. But I'd rather hope that you'd be a comfort to me in my old age.
Well, haven't I been?
Yeah, well... Well, Charlie, there's only one thing that really matters. And I want you to be happy.
Well, I want you to be happy too, Bergen.
Why, you've been like a son to me.
You've been like a father to me.
I wouldn't let anyone harm a hair on your head.
I wouldn't let anyone... Well, that stops me.
Discovered by the RAF, and now one of the phenomena of the war are the gremlins. Bug-eyed, greenhorn gremlins are air-minded cousins to gnomes, goblins, pixies. Gremlins perforate leak-proof gas tanks. Gremlins poke fingers into gun barrels, deflecting bullets. Gremlins ice wings of high-flying planes. Foremost in the field of gremlin research is a gentleman who is with us today. To the world, he is known as the old-timer and Mr. Wimple of the Fibber McGee and Molly Show. In the halls of science, he is known as Professor Bill Thompson, SPMCGATIW. Professor Thompson.
Professor, what do all those letters after your name stand for?
Well, Edgar, SPMCG means Society for the Prevention of Misinformation Concerning Gremlins.
Mm-hmm. I should have known that.
Yes.
And what does the ATIW stand for?
Also taken washing.
Take it. Now, Bill, just what is a gremlin?
Well, it's a Fivenella's husband, and a Fivenella's a Flibbertigibbet's mother, and a Flibbertigibbet is a little gremlin. Now, do you understand what a gremlin is?
Why, yes, yes.
Please explain it to me, will you?
Just as I thought.
Oh, now, look, Edgar. Do you know who puts the lumps in mashed potatoes?
No.
And the sand in spinach?
Well, I see.
And the itch in long winter underwear? Do you know who hides Grandpa's false teeth and holds back my stomach when I go up in an elevator?
Don't look at me.
Why, gremlins, of course.
How did you happen to become interested in these gremlins, Bill?
Well, my first experience with little fellows occurred while I was flying a helicopter over Phlegeria.
Phlegeria?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Very interesting country, yeah. Some of the facts about Phlegeria can't be told because enemy ears may be listening. But the Minister of Finance, Carhead Funnelflats, in a recent address said... Quote, Krasnov Nikhalo, Nafdush Dmodni, Hafti, Hom, Ah, Hum, Paharata. That last punctuation, of course.
Yes, sir.
All of which we see has a great similarity to the Gaelic and means approximately the same thing in that language.
Yes. But what about the gremlins?
Oh, the gremlins.
You remember them.
Of course,
yes.
The gremlins. Well,
yes.
I first encountered them on Phlegeria's national holiday,
yes.
Which is called Beaver Mouth Tuesday and occurs immediately three Thursdays before St. Swithin's Day. As I recall, the band was playing the national anthem, which is very oriental because Phlegeria was once part of the Byzantium Empire.
No, you mean empire.
No, I mean umpire. The country had two strikes on it from the beginning. Would you care to hear the anthem? Just a smidgen, of course.
Well, of course, just a smidgen.
All right.
How does it go?
It doesn't go. You have to push it. I'll give you part of it. I'll give you the words, too. The lyric is very lovely.
Yes.
Men kuste farno nir da te bun histir tara kam e
Well, that's very pretty, isn't it?
Yes. Well, you'll notice the bass horn is very predominant.
Yes, yes, yes. I had trouble avoiding it.
Yes. What's that? Why, Edgar, it's a gremlin coming in the window.
Why, that's fantastic.
No, that's Harvey. He's a good friend of mine. Come on over, Harvey. Have a seat on my shoulder, Harv.
What'd he say?
Well, he's a stratosphere gremlin, but I can translate. He said, okay. Harvey, this is Edgar Bergen.
What'd he say now?
He said it could happen to anybody. Well, he says that he has to go now. Harvey is due back at the shipyard.
Oh, I hope he doesn't do any damage.
Oh, no, he's a good gremlin. Aren't you, Harvey?
What sort of work do you do at the shipyard, Harvey? What'd he say?
Well, he says he's an oh-what-you-setter.
Oh-what-you-setter? What's that?
Well, he says when one workman drops a hot rivet down another worker's back,
yeah,
his job is to stand there and say, oh, what you said.
Beautiful, beautiful Texas, where the beautiful blue bonnet grows.
Are you kidding?
I've got a touch of Texas in my talk. You've got a touch of Texas in my walk. Oh, give me a sarsaparilla and a Dayton Amarilla.
Take us back to New York.
You've got a touch of Texas, I declare. I'd know a touch of Texas anywhere.
Oh, this place will be my room. Kayayipan and Wahoo.
Well, go on back to Times Square. But you've seen only part of.
We've seen every part of what we're deep in the heart of.
You've got a touch of Texas in your talk. Got a touch of Texas in your walk.
Oh, the state may be a slumber, but for miles there's nothing human.
Well, go on back to New York. I got a touch of Texas on my face. Can't get enough of Texas on my face. Why, I could write a sonnet just about the blue bonnet.
Get us out of this place.
Oh, boy, it's you've seen only part of.
Everybody sucks deep in the heart of. Got a touch of Texas.
Now did you go to the San Antonio Alamo?
I rode a Bronco down in Dallas.
And I hope you got a Callum. Yip. Go on back.
Take us back.
Go on back to New York.
Well, Charlie, you know we have a very special guest this evening.
Yeah?
Yes. Oh. Well, someone you like very much.
Really?
Yes. Well, do you remember why you saw the pride of the Yankees 4 times?
You mean, Teresa Wright?
Yes.
Why, she's the pride of the McCarthys.
Yes? Yes. Well, here she is, Charlie.
Hello, Charlie.
Won't you come over, Miss Wright, and have a seat?
Oh, your most welcome customer, Miss Wright.
Customer?
Yes. The customer is always right. Oh, you're so lovely. Oh, you're so lovely. You're so radiator. No, you mean radiant.
Yes, radiator, something that warms you.
He doesn't know what I'm talking about, huh? Yes. I mean radiant, that's what I mean.
Well, Charlie, I hope you'll forgive Charlie.
Oh, that's all right, Edgar. I was so touched when I heard about Charlie looking for his parents.
Uh-huh.
You poor boy.
Miss Wright, do you think you could help me find my kith or kin?
Kith or kin?
Mm-hmm.
How could I help?
Well, you... You could supply the kiss.
I suppose it would be nice if you could find your mother.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder what she's like. I hope she's like you.
Would you like to have me as a mother?
No, mother. Oh, Joe, I feel funny calling you Mom. The funniest dream. I dreamt I was awake. When I woke up, sure enough, I was right.
Is that
right? Well, come on. It's time to get up.
Yeah. My, you look pretty today. Is that a new dress, Mother?
Oh, no. It's just an old thing I bought last Wednesday.
Oh. Marvelous how it's hung together, isn't it?
Now, never mind the compliments. You'll have to help me clean the house anyway.
Oh, gee, Ma. Well, I'm tired.
Now, hurry up. The probation officer's coming to visit us today.
Oh, so he's back again, isn't he?
Yes, where's your brother Curly?
Oh, Curly?
Well, gee whiz, Ma. Can't you see my dear Ma?
Curly Bergen, eh?
Curly, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. Just look at that button off your shirt.
Oh, gee whiz, Ma. I never took up domestic science.
Haven't you got a safety pin?
Well, sure, I got a safety pin, but what's he holding up a pants?
Oh, dear, there's your sister Dale crying again. What's the matter now, Dale? Somebody's been using my comb.
Well, it wasn't me.
And how it wasn't. Boy, is he dumb.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Well, you wouldn't talk that way if you knew about me when I'm going to be famous.
Huh?
Yeah, I'll be a success.
You a success?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to grow up. I'm going to be a ventriloquist.
Ventriloquist. Yeah. You're not the type. Where do you get an assistant?
That's all. I'll get one. I'll find a good assistant.
Well, you know, good ventriloquist assistants don't grow on trees. I wish I hadn't said that.
Say, Mother, when is Daddy coming home?
Yeah, say, where is Pappy anyway? Dear old slat-happy Pappy.
I don't know, children, but it's high time he was coming home again.
Yeah, you mean it's time he was coming home high again.
Mother! What is it, Dale, dear?
Father is at the door.
Tell him we don't want any.
Ophelia!
Horatio!
Father!
At long last, Horatio K. Boomer returns to his crude little brood.
What did you? I sent you out 6 years ago for a pound of butter.
Ah, yes. Yes, my darling. How have you been?
Fine.
Is that all you have to say to me?
No. Where's that pound of butter?
Oh, yes, the butter. Now, let's see. Where did I put that butter? It was here a minute ago. Butter. Here's a postcard from my cousin, twice removed. Once by the sheriff and once by the FBI. Here's a racing form sent to me by the Bookie of the Month Club. Here's an interesting little thing. A pair of handcuffs with the detective's hands still in them. Gotta get away in a hurry that night. Check for short beer. Oh, well, imagine that. No butter.
Horatio, I hope you'll watch your conduct when Lord Burpingham gets here.
Who's Lord Burpingham?
Our daughter thinks she's going to marry him.
That's what he gets for hanging around our house.
Oh, is that so? Lord Burpingham is a rich millionaire, I'll have you know.
Yeah, they say he's filthy with money.
Filthy with money. Well, let's give him a good cleaning, huh?
Dale, darling.
Oh, Lord Raymond Hugh Burpingham, honey. Horatio, this is Lord Burpingham. He comes from a very old family. His country seat is in Bornfoggy.
Oh, so that's where it is, huh? Well, then there's no use offering in the chair, is there?
Dear old Bornfoggy, is that anywhere near grating on the nerves?
Well, as a matter of fact, old boy, it's about a stone's throw from scribbling on the margin. You must drop in and throw a stone or something sometime, you know.
Horatio, Lord Burpingham is madly in love with our daughter, we hope. Aren't you, Lord Burpingham?
Oh, yes, of course. Matter of fact, I've come here to ask for a hand, you know.
Yeah, well, you'll take all of her or nothing.
By the way, Mr. Boomer, you won't feel you're losing a daughter or something.
No, we'll look at it more as gaining a meal ticket. Yeah.
Lord Drippingham, what business are you in?
Oh, business, huh? Well, for a while I did a little...
Yeah.
And then Well, that didn't last very long anyway, and then I...
Yeah, well, that must be interesting work,
I,
huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Bertie.
I...
Let's see you do something wealthy.
Wealthy?
Yeah, like writing a check.
Oh, I'm afraid I don't quite get it, old boy.
What we mean is, crudely, how are you fixed for money?
Oh, I see. Well, candidly, old chap, not too well. I could use half a crown on Tuesday.
What do you mean?
Well, for the first time in my life, I find myself broke again.
He hasn't any money, Charles. Let's ask him to leave.
Ask him? Let's throw him out. Let's get his shoes first.
That's right. Out you go, buddy.
Go.
Oh, you cat.
I didn't know we had a door there.
Well, Charlie, there you are. Just one big happy family.
Yeah, you mean one big scrappy family.
Well, there's family life for you. You still think you'd like it?
I don't know. Maybe being an orphan isn't so bad after all, huh?
It just happens that joke just reached Chicago dead. Better tell another one, Vincent, but not quite so funny this time. I don't want to split and explain. Do you think Duffy knows the one about the woman who says, I just bought a dog, and the man says, did? And the woman says, nobody drools a little. Hello? Okay, Duffy. Well, Vince, so much for Joe. What else can you do?
Well, I can sing a bit.
You can sing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, take a try at it.
Well, very well. Stand back now. You made me what I am today. I hope you're satisfied. You dragged and dragged me down until the hope within me died. You shattered each and every dream. You pulled me from the sky. And although you're not true, may God bless you. But that's the curse of an aching heart.
Hello? What? Well, how would you like to be standing right here? Membership committee has decided your case in the affirmative. You're out. Furthermore, the chairman has asked me to dissolve the club, so you have earned a rare distinction, Mr. Price.
Well, what do you mean?
This is the first time in history that an entire club has